Here we go, we're in Spink. We have over here these very chosh boys. We have boys in the fourth grade, Chaim Blum, they're learning over here. Hasmada. Very impressive. Okay, let's learn. Daf Lamed Dalet. Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. Let's Daf Lamed Yilma Beis. Let's Daf Lamed Yilma Beis of Yossi Tanya. Yeah? There were three locations where the Kohanim they carried the urn. Number one was Kishavu es Hayarden. The first time was when they crossed the Yarden. Yeah. Number two, Kishe his Sivoy es Yirichai. When they encircled Yirichai. They went around Yericho in a circle. They went around Yericho in a circle when they conquered Eretz Yisrael. Right? They went around seven times and the walls of Yericho, they sunk into the ground. Number three was and when they returned the Aron to its location. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Dibra Maschil says, over here, that pasuk is for Yeshua. Yeshua told them that they shall carry on Hashem and they shall encircle the city of Yericho. Weiter, when they return the Aron to its location in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, yeah. Bimei Shlomo lebeis kodshei hakodoshim, dirse vayavo kol zikne yisho vayisu hakoyhanim es ha'oroin, vahaynu hech ziru lemukoymoi, kishahigle bimei eili besoch, mitoch beis kodshei hakodoshim shol mishkon, shayimoyshe, nochmo. Vahaynu, this means, okay, I'm reading the Rashi, shehech ziru lemukoymoi kishahigle bimei eili. Okay, so the Aron was in the Mishkan. It was then in Gilgal. Then it was in Shiloh. And at the end of Shiloh, it was taken by the Pelishtim. It was captured. They went out to war. And they took the Aron with them into battle. And it was captured by the Pelishtim. And then the Pelishtim began to die and suffer from hemorrhoids. And they made a special wagon. They had the Parois, Hayasharna HaParois. And they brought the urn back to the Paros. They brought the urn back to Kiryas Yearim, and then later it was brought back to the Bayis. It was put in the Bayis Rishon. So putting in the Bayis Rishon is called over here Shechzirus. More the Gavart. The Gemara is saying a Pel de Gazach. The Gemara is saying is that the Shlomo Hamelech's Beis Hamikdash is a gather of a return. Okay, I don't think the average person would say that bringing the Aron, we say Su'u Sha'anim Rashech Vinasu Pis Yalam Vyavo Melech HaKavod Nihuzem Melech HaKavod Hashem Yizuz V'Gimra Shal Gimam Chama Su'u Sha'anim Rashech Vinasu Pis Yalam Vyavo Melech HaKavod Nihuzem Melech HaKavod Hashem Tzvokets Melech HaKavod Tzela. The average person would not say that this is called a Chazora. This was called you were bringing the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash for the very first time. We're calling this over here a chazara. A chazara means it was taken away. When was it taken away? It was taken away in the time of Eli HaKohen. So the Bayis Rishon, according to our Gemara, the Soitadaf, Lamedim is together a chazara of the Aron to its makas. Keshigla b'mei Eli mitoach beis kodesh hakodashim shel mishkan she'asa Moshe. From the Mishkan, and Moshe made Misham, Noitel Sham Nutal. Sham Mishkan Nikba Bishiloi. The Mishkan was in Shiloh Shachziru, me Plishtim, Lohele Mokam Kavua Shere Chodav Mishkan, Shiloi. The Nishtobi base Avino Dov, Umishami view Dov, the Saif Eshem Shano, the base Oivet Edom. Umisham Leir David. Ad Shabonne Shlomo Espace Namigdash, Ubonnele Dvir, he built a Dvir. Yeah, but like the veer lifnim in a hechel, the veer inside of the hechel, the amo traxin, chitzetses b'mokim ha-pareiches. But that's the bayis sheni. Umisham li'ir David ad shabon, oh, Rishol Zev Lobel is here. K Okay? Ad shabone shlomo yespeis hamigdash ubone lo yedvir lifnim min ha'hechol ve'amo teraksin choytzetzes b'mokim ha'poreches v'ukoroi mekoymoi ha'meyuchud k'lusiv v'yivo ha'koyhanim esaron ha'shem b'riz ha'shem ha'mekoymoi el dvir beis ha'vayis. It's an amazing Rashi. Rashi over here is giving over here a lot of information. I want to read the Rashi one more time. Peldig Rashi. Nachuch shel ziru l'mekoymoi. Okay, we have a shol zev, we're on daf lamed gim lamed beis. We are reading the Rashi. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, you list very little. Very little. Daf lamed gim lamed beis, the bottom of Rashi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rashi is saying many yisoidis. Yeah. Many yisodis. This is a Rashi that you have to memorize. Okay. You have to memorize this Rashi.
Which line of the Gemara is Rashi?
There's three lines from the bottom of the page. Tanya, B'shloshim, Mekoymos, Nosso, Koyanus, Arni. Three times when the Koyanim carried the Aron. Three times. One to three times. The first time was they carried when they crossed over the Arden. Number two, when they encircled Yerichoy, when they conquered seven times. And the third time was when they returned it to its Mekoymos.
When it was in captivity?
Oh, so that's the whole clear. That's what Rashi is coming to Bavarn. And Rashi is saying a tremendous chiddush is that when they brought the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Bayis Shlomo, you say this old Ding Davening, when you say Su'u Sharim Rashechem Yinasu Piske Olam, that at face value, it was an inauguration. It was the Haschola. No one would call that a Chazorah. Who would call that a chazar? It's a brand new building. It's a new makom. It's for the very first time. The Aron was never in this location. The Aron was in the Mishkan Shiloh even before that. Rashi goes, yet the Gemara is calling the moment when Shlomo HaMelech brought the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim a chazara. It's called a chazara. And Rashi here, B'tzachos L'shoinai, Rashi had Hashboas L'chumis. It's not because it's called Hashboas. I asked him again clarification.
Rashi has what?
Hashboas.
Hashemus?
No. Hashboas. Hakulmas, which Rabbi Eisen, who's the head of the OU, so he told me, I said, what does that mean? He explained to me. He told me the word is Hashpoas, Hashefa, Hashem in abundance, of Hakulmas of the pen, which he explained to me is Rashi put the pen on the paper and it wrote by itself.
So that means he never wrote it.
He wrote Kurdish.
How do you understand that?
In his mind. It was his mind. I don't know.
Where
I don't know
what
it
is.
He told us that. Yes, he's a holy person. Oh, yeah.
I never heard this.
He did not.
He put it and he went.
He wrote by itself. And Mimela, what was written, Mimela was Ruach HaKodesh. This is what he told me. Listen, if I would say this, I'll be banned. This is what he told me.
The Shem of Tayyip doesn't bring an essay for this. He speaks a lot of things about Rashi, he doesn't bring this.
I never heard either.
Okay, so you want to learn the Rashi?
So Rashi over here, this was written by Hashbos HaKom, because Rashi over here says a lot of very Mordi Gezachin, Rashi, Machmal Rashi. Rashi says, Bimei Shlomo, it was returned. Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. We're learning the Rashi on the bottom of the page. Rashi, Bimei Shlomo, LeBeis Kodshei HaKodoshim. It's the last Rashi on the page. When there was returned to the Beis Shlomo in time of the Beis Kodshei, they'll say, Vayavohu called Zikne Yisrael, Vayisu HaKoyhan Mesarim. The Zikne Yisrael came and the Koyhanim. The Koyhanim are the ones who brought the Aron into the Dvir, into the Kodesh HaKodoshim. And Rashi now gives us a historical account of the journey of the Aron. And Vahainu, Hechaziru Limukoimoi, they returned to its Mokoim, Kishahigla, from the time that it was exiled, Bimei, Eli, from Eli Akoyim, Mitoich, from the base Kodshe HaKadoshim Shel Mishkan Sheose Moshe. Now that is a Pella, because from the Mishkan that Moshe made, let's say Mishkan Sheose Moshe, Misham Nutal HaMishkan, from there, Nutal,
it was taken.
Why? Because the Misham Mishkan Nikba B'Shiloi. So Rashi over here is saying a chidush that you're not going to see anywhere else. Rashi is saying that in Shiloi, they erected the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is not what it says elsewhere. I don't know where it says that in Shiloh there was a different Mishkan. The Mishkan, the Gemara says somewhere that the Mishkan was made from stone. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan was Kerushin. Correct? It was corruption. But you gotta talk louder. Hecher, hecher. Talk into the microphone. I can't hear you.
Because in the days of Eli HaKoyen, he was removed from the Mishkan, built by Moshe, and was captured by the Mishkan.
Right, but he's saying over Pelah, the Mishkan Shiloh, I always learned was not Moshe Rabbeinu's, was not the Mishkan of Moshe. Moshe's Mishkan was in existence for 54 years. 40 years in the desert, and 14 years in Gilgal. And then I was under the assumption, and I think it's a Gemara somewhere, it was retired. It was put in Geniza. And the Aron was then put in a new structure, a brand new structure built in Shiloh, at a specific location. And this structure had stone walls. The ceiling were ureas, were cloth. The Aron is the same Aron. Aron of Moshe never went away. They brought the Aron of Moshe into the Mishkan of Shiloh. That's how I always understood. They took the Mishkan of Moshe was transportable. It was they moved the Masois, 42 Masois. And when they finally came into Eretz Yisrael, they put it up in Gilgal for 14 years. Then after 14 years of Kibush, the Chiluk was over, they put the Aron and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, the Kalim of Moshe, were put into a new structure called Mishkan Shiloh. It was a brand new structure. What did they do with the Mishkan of Moshe? The Krashim and everything else. It says in the Chazal, I thought, it was put in Geniza. Now, I know he's quoting from, but he's saying Chidush and it doesn't say there. He's saying over there that Shiloh, Rashi, take Rashi at face value, Shiloh was not a structure. Shiloh was just a location. And in this location, they erected the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, which would then make Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan in existence for 369 plus 54. How much is that? 369 54 is how much? You know how to add numbers? 369. Talk into the microphone, please. I can't hear you.
369 plus 54?
Yes, how much?
70 plus 53 is 400 plus 23.
That means that Moshe's structure stood for 423 years. That's what will come out. But that's not the tradition. The tradition is that Moshe's Mishkan was retired. But it's not what Rashi says. Rashi says a double pella. Rashi says Mishkan Sha'asa Moshe. Nachmal, they went there. V'ha'in shachzul l'mukam k'shehigle b'mei Eli, mitach beis kachi akadoshim shel Mishkan, from the Mishkan, she'asa Moshe. The Mishkan that Moshe made, according to Rashi, was put up in Shiloh. That's a connected of the Ferish Gemara that says that it was not Moshe's Mishkan. Misham from there nutal. The Mishkan of Moshe was erected in Shiloh. It's a Pella. Now there's an Oy Zayin on the side of the Gemara. A Tevas Misham near Miyusar. Mi Mishkan She'osem Moshe. Nutal was taken. Shehamishkan, going back on Moshe, was Nikba B'Shiloh. Pella, Mamisha Pella. Mamisha Pella, this goes connected with what we're familiar with, B'chol Torah Kula. How are you going to explain this Rashi? How are you going to be mazed this Rashi? Uchzachziru Pelishtim, when the Pelishtim returned the Aron, now here Rashi's review some historical facts that can be found in Sefer Shmuel. Where did it go? Lohayu loy mokam kavua. There was no mokam kavua. Sharei chorav mishkan shiloi. Mishkan shiloi was chorav.
V'nishto by whom?
By the Pelishtim. And it was taken then by the Pelishtim.
How long was it chorav?
Until he tells you the Kakalish now. It was then put in the base Avina Dov. Umisham from there he viewed David.
This is after that it was returned.
Correct. It was returned right away.
So that's my kasha. When the Plishtim yeah. Controlled, so they destroyed Shiloh.
Yes.
Until it came back. How long was it?
So he tells you right now. I think it was 6 months.
Shiloh was only destroyed for 6 months?
No. Shiloh was destroyed for good.
I know from when
the Aroin was captured, I think 6 months.
So that's how long Sheila until the Smigdash was built.
No, it was not. Rashi explains to you the Aroin was not put into the Mikdash for 25 years.
I got it.
Vaita. So they have Vinishtor base. Where did it stay?
It was
6 months. It doesn't tell you the 6 months. If I'm not mistaken, it was only maybe even less. It was only in by the Plishim. The
Oyvid base Oyvid Adam. How long was it there?
Oh, so he tells you Vinishtor base. First, it was base Avinadav, and Misham after base Avinadav.
After 20 years.
No, it doesn't say how long.
It does just say.
No, that's Oyvid Adam. Weiter, nochmal. You're right. Right, it was there for 20 years. It was in the place of Avinda for 20 years. From there, he viewed David the Soif at the end of 20 Eshem Shon, the base Oyvid Edom.
I'll tell you how long, okay.
It says 20 years.
After 20, how long was it in the base Oyvid Edoim? That doesn't tell you.
How long? It doesn't say. You're right, it doesn't say.
Umisham
Lir David.
Also doesn't tell you.
Ad Shabonesh Shloimah until the Middash was built, Shabonesh Shloimah as Beis HaMikdash.
So how many years from when they got back?
From the Chorban, so it's saying basically 20 years, not telling you exactly, it's saying 20 years, it was 20 years in Beis HaMikdash. Ir David, how long was it in Ir David? I don't know. Ir David. Ad Shabonesh Shloimah as Beis, Ad Shabonesh Shloimah as Beis HaMikdash, Bonoloi da Dvir, until Shloimah built the Beis HaMikdash, Bonoloi had Dvir. And he built Bonloi Hadvir.
After his father's lifetime, after the Melch was nifter, he built it, yeah.
Okay, Bonloi Hadvir lefnim in Ahechel, and then he built the Dvir.
Dvir is the country. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. And that's where we're returning to. Bonloi Hadvir in Ahechel, in the Hechel, the Amad, and where was the, it says the Amad Traxin. The Amad Traxin is the wall. The wall that separates between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. Chetzetzes b'mukayim
ha'poreches. No, aside for the parochas, it was a teraxin also.
No, the Bayis Shein, no, it was a wall.
You remember we learned that once in Yuma? There was like
in the Bayis Shein, in the area of the Amma teraxin, that's Mavdil, between the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadosh was one Amma.
Yeah.
And the Bayis Rishon, it was a stone wall, well, with a door in between, in the wall.
There was no curtain? No,
there was a curtain in the doorway.
Oh, I got it.
And the Bayis Shein was just two curtains, because they could not build a wall that was so tall.
And between the two curtains, that was called the teraxin?
The wall, the Amma Teraxin is the one Amma separation between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That one Amma, the Bayis Rishon, was stone, and just in the center there was a door. In the Bayis Sheni there was no stone at all. That whole one Amma was just two curtains along the edge
within
of the one Amma.
Within the Amma. Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Within the Amma. Mar Barachas, Vahu Kari Mekaimayim
Yuchot. What's a Teraxin? That's just like a
measure. I don't know. It's a Greek word. The Gemara says what it is. It's a Greek word. Wait a minute. What happened? From the Amet Vavain, who carry Mekayim Am Yuchot Kilo Siva Yevayovo Akvehan Masa Arin Beris Hashem Elam Mekayim Al Dvir Al Dvir Abayis. But now wait a minute. I'm confused about something. What about Noiv and Givain? I don't understand. We're missing over here Noiv and Givain.
Noiv and Givain came before Shiloh. No,
after Shiloh. 57 years. Let's clarify over here. What's the Rashi? Rashi over here saying is that we have verse Gilgal. I was in the Shiloh for 369 years.
It was during the time that they conquered. Yeah.
Now, after 369 years, and then there was 59 years of Noiv the Given. Now, let's clarify something. Noiv, also, I think the answer is Azoy. In Noiv and Given, there was no Arayin. Noiv and Given was a Mishkan where you brought Korbanos, but not the Arayin.
It was just a Bama, like a stone.
Correct. That's where the Kohanim were. And that's where they brought Korbanos, but the Aroin was not present there.
Oh, so where was it?
It says over here. It was in the house of Ir David, all these places. So Noiv and Given, it's important you saw, because we always think that the Aroin was together in Noiv and Given. It's not so. After Shiloh,
so there was less of a Kedusha.
There's a very powerful Rashi. Very Yisoyzik Rashi. What I was saying is that after it was destroyed, it was taken, number one, first to the base, Avinadav. And from Avinadav, it went to Oyvid Eden for 20 years.
Is he the one that had children afterwards?
Yes, yeah. He was blessed. Yes, that was the Haftarah, 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Whole Haftarah, the Haftarah of this whole Maisa was there. So this whole Maisa over here, Nachba, Benishto, Beves, Avinadav. What? I can't see this. I'm using a very small screen.
Location of the Ark of the Covenant in Shiloh.
It was from 2831 till 2870.
Yeah. And then next. Yeah, next.
And then the Philistine territory 7 months.
Oh, I said 6 months. 7 months. 7 months, okay.
So in the year 40, in the year 2871. It went to
Kiryas, no. Yeah, two more stops. Beis Avina Dov and Oved Edom, and then Ir David.
Kiryas Yoharim
for 20
years. Kiryas Yoharim, not Kiryas.
Doesn't say that over here in Rashi. What about Beis Avina Dov? How long was it in the Beis Avina Dov, and how long was it in Oved Edom?
It says 13 years from the time that the ark was returned from the Philistine territory. Until Shaul's death.
Until Shaul's death. 13 years. Where was the Aron then? Where was it in that place? Avinadav? No, Kiryas Yoharim came later. Okay, fine. I guess, so Kiryas Yoharim is Beis Avinadav? Is Kiryas Yoharim synonymous with Beis Avinadav? Can you send me a picture of what you're looking at? Send me a picture. I had a whole discussion with people I learned with about
this. So, give it, Noving and maybe Kahanim and Givon, there was no Aron.
It
was still in those places.
Send me a picture. Please send me a picture. I can see what you're looking at. Whatever you got there, send me. Please send me a picture. Whatever you got there. I want to see what I got over there. The reason why this is very important to my heart is because I had a chiddush. I have a very important question. And maybe Rabbi Sholim can tell us the answer. Did David HaMelech ever see the glory of Hashem in Shiloh? There's a Rashi in Tehillim, Mizmor Samach Gimel, which indicates... What did it say there?
David was 17 years
old. Oh.
When
Shiloh was destroyed?
Left Shiloh was captured by the Pelishtim.
Oh, Gvaldik. It says the Pharaoh, 17 years old.
David was 17.
Where does it say this? Where do you have this?
What
book are you looking at? This is very important to me. I need to see this. I need this. Can you please send me the picture of that page that it says he was 17 years old? This is very, very important to me because there's a Rashi in Tehillim, Mizmor Samach Gimel, that says, Pelad Gazach, it doesn't say Verish, is David, why did David want to build the Beis HaMikdash? What got into him? What was this whole possessed him? So basically, it says that he was trying to recreate Shiloh, the glory of Shiloh. When, you know, people do things. Why do they do things? People, they always look back to their youth, and they build upon nostalgia. If David would never have seen the glory of Mishkan Shiloh, I'd be sure leaving it just for this tonight's Kedai to come. If Shlomo,
he never saw Shiloh, David HaMelech.
If David HaMelech would never have seen the glory of Hashem in Shiloh, would David HaMelech ever have had the urge to build the Beis HaMikdash? At the end of David's life, David says to Nasan HaNavi, I want to go build the Beis HaMikdash.
Kapitel
Samach
Gimel.
Yeah, end of Gimel. He says to Nasan HaNavi, I want to build. So Nasan says, Gesunde Heid, you want to go build? Who's stopping you? Go build the Beis HaMikdash. That night, he goes home. I can't hear you. You got to talk into the microphone.
So that night,
I sent you some screenshots.
Okay. So that night, he goes home. Unbelievable. Yeah. It's very important what you send me over here. And that night, he goes home. And Nasan and Hashem comes to Nasan and Navi and everyone and says, what did you tell David? You told David he could build the Beis HaMikdash. What are you talking about? He can't build the Beis HaMikdash. He has blood on his hands. His son Shlomo, this is the Haftorah. We read this in the Haftorah a few weeks ago. So the question is, why? What was David thinking? What possessed David? So Rashi, this is Rashi in Tehillim, Mizmor Samach Gimel, seems to indicate at the very, very end, it's the last pasuk, is that David wanted to restore the glory of Shiloh. And if it's very well over here, if it's perfectly,
how is he going to restore it?
How's he going to restore it? Because to build a new to build a massive structure.
If you want, you can come over after Maariv. I'll give you the book.
Maybe, not tonight, but maybe at some time.
Okay. I'm going tomorrow night to Eretz Yisrael for 12 days.
How is your brother-in-law doing?
Not good.
Any improvement?
Slight.
All right, for sure.
Improvement is a miracle, so there's a slight... They took out his thing, the tube from his mouth, and they put a tracheotomy, which makes it easier, I guess, to breathe. And they believe that they're... I'm not sure if it's a jerk, but his head moved a little bit.
Okay, maybe a miracle will happen. Refuah Shleima. So this is a tremendous chiddush.
So Rashi says that...
So Rashi says, what possessed David? In other words, basically he says, if David HaMelech would never in his life have seen the glory of Hashem resting in Mishkan Shiloh, David would never have had an idea of such a zach to build for Hashem a Beis HaMikdash. You know, in life, many people, it's nostalgia, you said nostalgia, they look back at their youth, things that gave them a lot of hanoah, sibuk ha-nefesh, and they want to restore it. People, survivors of the Holocaust, they come to America. What is America? Garnished. But they saw the glory of Torah, pre-war Europe. They want to rebuild it. If people, they were born Americans, they were born in America, they never saw pre-war Europe, would they have a teshuka to build Yadus? No. Because they don't know from it.
For example, that gave the Satmar Rebbe the push.
Exactly.
Wanted to
all of them, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Friedrich Lubavitcher Rebbe, the sixth, the Hashishi, he saw
Yitzhak.
He said, in America, it's very different. We're going to rebuild what we have. We're going to rebuild. Let's say a person was born in America. He never saw the glory of Yadus. He never saw. So what would you do? No. You just learn a little bit, down a little bit. This is your sudden life. People, they saw something, and it burns in them their whole life. Where did it come, the idea for David to build the Bayis LaHashem? Because David saw Mishkan Shiloh.
Where does Rashi take that from?
Unbelievable.
It says, but that's
so I, in a year. So I was like, no, he doesn't say the way I'm saying it. But he says it. Come on.
So, and one second, but Hashem is asking us, how could Nasser Nami said, oh, you could build it.
But now you're like, you have to wait the Shlomo Melech. You have to wait.
No, but he had a kasha Nasser that you know that David cannot build the Bishamek. Nasser knew that before.
No.
Nasser has full of blood.
No, just what he thought, big deal. So he hands the Lord. Everyone, who doesn't have full of blood? How many people I killed? I mean.
Okay, then.
So it's an
incredible. So what's a chiddush now? What you're saying?
So this Rashi over here. So now it explains why it says he was. The Gemara says he was machzir. He was hashech ziru lemekoymai. Because the bayis rishain was.
Although he didn't live to. Oh, okay, very good.
He was machzir atar liyoshna.
Very good.
You hear the word?
Yeah.
You see,
if it indicates.
So he says it says the Pharisee in the book that he was 17 years old.
When
David was said when Shiloh was destroyed,
he was so young.
That's the chiddush.
Became king much later. How old was he when he became king?
David was king for 30 years old. He was 30 years old when he became king.
So you tell me when Mishkan was hard when he was, at the time he was 17.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. David saw in his youth.
So he only became king at the time of Noiv and Givon.
30 years old. He was 30 years old when he became king.
So that's it's a discrepancy. So it contradicts.
And it doesn't contradict nothing.
It does. He never saw Shiloh.
He did. He was 17 years old when it was destroyed.
So he. Oh, so he actually saw when it was.
To 17 years old. He was 17 years old. So David saw the glory of Hashem and Shiloh and licked
him. I didn't realize Shiloh was destroyed way in the beginning. Way before he became king.
What?
So many machlokes in here. We shine them. There's a Ralbag one way, there's Rashi, and then there's the Radak, and then there's the alternative version.
Where do you see all these machlokes in? Where do you see this?
He has all the charts.
In the book? Oh, I gotta get the book. I gotta get this book. I gotta see this book. This is very important to me. This is very important. Because this. Yeah, show me the cover. Maybe I'll order on Amazon. This is a murdik yisoid. It's a murdik yisoid. That what David HaMelech saw, doesn't say this anywhere. You know, I never heard this before. It's all this Rashi. In David HaMelech, he built the Bayis Rishon. Shiloh was Charaf. You don't understand. David grew up as a child witnessing the glory of Shiloh.
There was an aura and everything.
Everything.
So, for how many? 300?
369 years. Could you imagine what was there? And then when he was 17 years old, it was destroyed by the Plishtim. David, it was a trauma that no one could imagine.
To bring it back to
he was bringing back the glory of Shiloh. Where does it say Tisha Chedesh? Nowhere. I mean, Rashi, when I saw this Rashi, I couldn't believe it.
You have it here?
And then we started
a copy of that too?
Rashi, any Tillim.
Any Tillim.
Samach Gimel. And then we started making calculations. Wait a minute. What is Rashi over here saying? The David saw Shiloh? Really? I thought, you know, the gap, you know, you do all the math. David didn't see Shiloh. And then we started making calculations. No.
He did.
David overlapped. He must have been like 10 years old. The calculation we made is that he was 10 years old. But over the chart, he makes it was 17 years old.
And how old was he when he became king?
30 years old.
30. It says explicitly in the Gemara.
He was king for 40 years.
That I know.
And he died when he was 70.
70 years in Yerushalayim and 33 years in Hebron, or maybe the other way
he
around.
He died. How old was that when he died? 70 years.
That we know.
So that means he was 40 years old. When he was 30 years old when he became king.
Oh, I see. Oh.
And it was,
oh yeah, Pipash, yeah, that's right.
Okay, but this is a Pella. David saw the tail end of Shiloh,
yeah.
And that was the trigger what inspired him to build the Beis HaMikdash. If he would have been brought up at a time when he never saw the glory of Shiloh, like an American, you wake up, did you ever see Europe? You ever saw the glory? You ever saw the Chavetz Chaim? You ever saw the glory of pre-war Europe? You ever see Alexander Hasidim? They were the most numerous of them all. Alexander Hasidim.
Depends what you ask, okay.
They were more than the Geras.
Depends what you ask, yeah.
Okay, and they... And so you saw something, the impression it makes upon you, it lives on your whole life.
Yeah, yeah. Very good what you're saying, yeah.
Incredible. And this Rashi, and it's Vatayich, the word of the Gemara, the Bais Rishon was the Chazara to Shiloh. Murdik. Rabbi Sholeiman, are you sharing our excitement here?
The
Kivan
Shinipus, and the
word continues. The Kivan Shinipulu, now when the Kohanim, they dip their feet. There's another Pel de Gazach. Shinitbilu Ragle Kohan Mamayan.
By Yericho.
When they went into the Yarden. The Yarden. We're talking over here.
Before they conquered Yericho.
No, this was the first time. It says over there, they went. Let's see the Rashi. The Kevan Shinit Nitbulu, Vitzvas Mizrachis, Bichnitzas and Lusaychai, Chazu Hamayim Lacharem, Shloyu Yordin Menakayhanim Ulamatan. Ella Sham Oimdim Vahamaim Haboim Tomid Nigboim Voilum Lamalok the Siv Kamu Ad Nedechot, Vakoihanim Amdu Sham Ad Shavalikulam. We're talking about the crossing of the Yarden.
I thought it was Kriya's Yarden. No, wasn't
no, so Kriya, the Sefirah Gemara, the Yarden was not like Yamsuf. The Yamsuf split. Let's clarify this before you say it. The Yam split. The Yam is
dry.
The Yarden is a river. It's going down this way.
I've seen it.
So Hashem, what Hashem did? Hashem didn't stop. Hashem just stopped it. So Hashem stopped the water from coming down. Mimelo, all the water that was over here just continued to go down. This now is dry because the water just stopped. Now, as the water came down, it got higher.
Oh, because it's not going any further.
It's not going any further.
So all the waters is getting
it's higher. It's very when it comes to the Yamsuf. Split.
I got it.
Here's the chiddush, very big. So the miracle came to an end. It split, and the waters just stayed put. It split. We went in the middle, and the water is here. The Yarden was a greater miracle because the Yarden is a river. It's going downhill, and Hashem stopped an invisible wall. So all this water went down the river, and the water over here was under pressure because more water kept on coming. Vita, more water. And what happened to all that water that kept on coming? It just got higher. So the miracle was mamshech. It's a different type of miracle.
How did they dip their feet in water then?
When they came to the river. The Yarden, and they put their foot in the water,
that's
when it stopped. And this is very unique because you have all over in Shas, you can be toivel, you're dying in the mikvah. If a person wants to be toivel, you want to go wash it. You have two ways to wash your hands. You feel either you can
right,
you can be toivel.
Right.
Where do you have a zakat to toivel your feet?
Yeah.
It's the only place. Only place in the whole Shas. Shlomo Binowitz, you know, he learned Shas 37 times. He can tell us exactly where everything happened in Shas. They dipped. You sent me a picture of the cover of the Sefer? I want to order the Sefer on Amazon. Oh, I got it. The sequence, look. Look at this. The sequence of events in the Old Testament.
I don't like that word, Old Testament.
Chadashim labakarim. Rabbi Munasah, he's saying good. He's saying very good.
I always say the Christian Bible. I don't ever call it old.
He's very good. He's very good. He's, you're 100% correct. You're 100% correct.
Well, I say the Bible, the Chumash. Okay, next.
Okay,
next. Chumash or a Chumash?
Okay, we have already two. We have already a lot of chedushim already today. The cave which
Nigbu. Could you repeat the Rashi again? I'm sorry.
Top Rashi. We're talking about when they went to the Arden. Rashi besvas mizrachis on the east side. No, don't bring me the safer. Don't bring me the safer. Let me see if I can get it on. I don't want to take the safer. I'll never give it back to you and I'll lose it. Let me see if I can get it on Amazon.
So what's that safer about?
Let me see if I can get it on Amazon. Don't bring me nothing.
So what's
let
that safer? What's that safer about? It explains Tanakh.
All the sequence, all the different charts of this.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, weiter. Next. On the east side, yeah. Right? There's the east side is the West Bank. The east side today is called the West Bank. You understand why?
One second. So the east side of the Yarden.
Of the Yarden. On the east side of the Yarden. That's why we live in New York. We also we want to go in the ways of the others. We want to live on the east side. We're coming to Israel.
When they entered,
Chazor Hamayim L'Acharem. The waters went backwards. The waters piled up. The water did not go further than when the Kohanim stood. When the Kohanim put their feet in the water, that's where the water stopped. And it went like a pillar. The Mayim Haborim, the water that was coming down downhill, it was stopped by an invisible wall, and it got higher, higher, and higher. The Mayim Haborim, the Siv Kamu Neid Echad, it stood up as one column. And Neid is a column. Kamu Neid Echad.
The Kohanim Amdusham
Ad Shav Rukulam. The Kohanim stood there until
they stood in the middle until everyone left.
So the feet of the Kohanim is what gave Koyach for the water to stop.
Yeah.
You hear the Maisa?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a Chiddush. Because by Kriyas Yamsuf, what gave the water? It was Moshe's Mate. Moshe's Mate is what caused the waters to split.
No. It never came in contact with the water.
The Mate never came in contact.
It said, Hamas, as Matchen Tez Yadcha.
Okay.
He never struck. You're right.
So then it was a snail, but they jumped in. It was Yoshua. They jumped in. It doesn't talk about. It doesn't. But they didn't have to be there. It doesn't say anywhere.
That's where it split when it came to his nose.
It doesn't say anywhere that a snail then Nachshon Ben Aminadav had to remain in the water.
Correct.
In order to prevent.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
He went in. It split. And now he left. He was the front of the line.
But here, they as long as
here, if the Kohanim would walk out, it would collapse upon
interesting.
Them.
Interesting. They were told to do that.
That's what it says. That's Rashi saying. Nay Chiddush. What's the Musa Haskel? You have to have Kohanim in the Zuchus of the Kohanim. We survived. There was a Maisa of a Simonim, Simoni Milsa. This was the Hakdama. The entrance into Eretz Yisrael was dependent upon the Kohanim standing by the Aron Hashem. This is a very good speech to make a Koyla, to support Koyla. As long as there are Kohanim with the Aron Hashem, we can survive. But if you're not going to support the Koyla.
Oh, one second, they were holding all of the Kohanim.
The Kohanim were holding the Aron inside. It's a very good drasha, Mr. Gold. Goldberg, it's a good dress
or something.
Doesn't
it say they weren't carrying? But what's it? Were they actually holding on to the bottom?
It says that
you're not allowed. No.
Lo yosudu mimenu, you hold on to the bottom.
That the arm was carrying them.
Yeah, nice, yes, nice. But you have to still hold on to it. The gzeres
hakasef.
Nice, yes, nice. Okay. This is a very good vart. Sholim is a very good vart. This vart is what do you say by a bris mila? Kishem shnidas lebris. Can you connect to the Torah? Why do you say those three things? Because that's
that
the Aron. The Aron, what's in the Aron? It's all the Aron. Altus Torah. What's in the Aron? The Torah, the Luchas. What's on top of the Aron? The Kruvim. What do the Kruvim look like? A Zohar Nikeva with a Chuppah. Soichen b'chanfeim alaka pyres. And what else does the Aron have? Badim. Lo yosuru mimenu. You hold on to the Badim. It's Meramis and Maistim Toivim. Maisim Toivim, your good deeds, with your Maisim Toivim, you hold on to the bottom, which come from the Torah. So the Aron has three components. The Torah is inside, on top is the Zohar Nekeva, Sechem Bechanfeim, the Chuppah, and the Badim, Lo Yusim Menu, is the Maisim Toivim. So you give a bracha to the Rachanimol, Kishem, Shnichnas, Lebris, you should be, your whole life you should spend with the Torah, with the Aron. You can't say Torah, Ulechuppah, Ulemaisim Toivim. You hear that word?
No.
By your children. It's Kedai, good word to come tonight.
I'm giving brachas on my children already.
Yeah. You have children. You have children.
I thought I should marry off
my children. First, getting married or having children?
It depends.
Okay.
If your Shvat says it's better to have the children first.
Why?
That's the way they do it.
Nay.
Shlomi hit that part? The Kohanim, only when the Kohanim was standing in the water did the water, did the miracles survive. This is the whole Malchus of Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to have adopt a Koilo. Mr. Okay. Goldberg, how come they have adopt a Koilo?
Okay, let's
they don't have adopt our Koilo?
Let's learn
Vaita. They should have adopt our Koilo. How come no one wants to adopt us?
Let's learn Vaita. The Kama Gavin Shalmayim.
You need to advertise.
Adopt the Koilo in Slapush.
Well, let's continue.
Vaita. The mine that went downhill. The Yarden, the water was a one-way stop. Kriyas Yamsuf was a two-way split. It was a two-way split. The Yarden was a one-way split. Because the water was coming down on an angle, so you just stop the water coming down, and mail everything dries up, and the water become and the water stood still. That was descending from the upstream. Kim Kamu, they stood nade echad one column. The Kama Goivan Shalmaim, what is the height of the Mayim? Shnei Masa Mil al Shnei Masa Mil. Keneged Machane Yisrael.
How
tall was it?
Yeah.
It was, I don't know what this means. I thought it was height. You're measuring height, you're not measuring
right, you're not measuring
a square. Yeah. But it says over here it was 12 mil by 12 mil, which is the same size as Machane Yisrael, which is about the size of Brooklyn. 12 mil by 12 mil is eight square miles.
Brooklyn's about 8 miles?
Yeah. That's why you can't make an Ervin Flappish in Brooklyn, because there's an open area of 8 miles by 8 miles, which, no, not 8 miles by 8 miles, 3 miles, I'm sorry, 3 miles.
It's less.
Three miles, a mil is four. 3 miles. This area in Brooklyn, where we live, it's an open area of about Yud Beis Mill, of about three miles by three miles, and in that vicinity there lives 3 million people. The male, it's a Rishus Harab and Doraisa.
Yeah, but which we call, but there's no, what is it called?
Rav Moshe holds that if you have the parallel to what was in the Midbar, it says in the Midbar it was Yud Beis Mill by Yud Beis Mill. Yud Beis Mill by Yud Beis Mill is about 3 miles by 3 miles square. And how many Jews lived in that area in the Midbar? 3 miles by 3 miles? 600,000 men over the age of 20.
Correct.
Which comes out to approximately 2.5 million people,
no,
including
they say,
women and
they
children.
They say over 3 million.
2.5, I think it's enough. The statistics are if you have 600,000 males between the age of 20 and above, that comes out to statistically to about 2.5 million human beings, meaning for every man is a woman, right? So there's one right away. You have 1.2 million people, and then the statistics are how many more do you have children. So it comes out to probably about 2.5 million. So Rav Moshe holds, the whole Chiddush Rav Moshe is, if you have equivalent in a location anywhere in this world where you have an open area that's 3 miles by 3 miles, and in that area of 3 miles by 3 miles, there is 2.5 million people, that entire square...
The streets are not...
Who cares?
What is it called?
Mufulish.
Mufulish.
Rav Moshe doesn't work with that. He doesn't hold from that. He doesn't know that. Moshe is a chiddush. He writes. Osher Parkway is good. No, that's other shittas. Even if you don't hold like Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you have a street that's 16 amos wide, that's mefulish from one end to another end, that's oicher Rosh Hashanah.
Even if it's no Shishim Ribui?
Even if you don't have Shishim Ribui.
Who says that? Even
the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says that.
Different shittas.
Different shittas.
Yeah.
And Moshe is a bigger chiddush. And Moshe holds that even if you forget about the mefulish, there's shittas mefulish from end to end. If you have an area 3 miles by 3 miles with 2.5 million people, that entire area becomes a Rishus Saram Deraisa, even the dead end streets.
And who is it basing it on? Which
Rishus? Its own Chiddush.
Its own Chiddush.
Own Chiddush. He writes.
It's not based on somebody.
No,
that
he writes in his own Chiddush. He also holds that it's like the Midbar. In the Midbar, it was 3 miles by 3 miles. 2.5 million people, if you have the equivalent of that anywhere in this world, it has to be that an entire area is called the...
How many people doing it? How many people people do we have in that area?
We have more than 2.5 million. We have more than 2.5 million. So, we have a lot more. It seems the official census is 2.8, and it depends, it keeps changing, and then 2.8, so it's already above the number, and then the experts say there's a lot of illegal immigrants who live here. Not everyone is part of the census. Thanks to our president, who brought into the country, I think since he took office, 15 million people, they say, have come into this country since he took office. The whole country is going to be diluted. And 9 days from now, the Mamish opening up the borders very, very wide. In 9 days from now, and it's going to be geferlich, crime. It's geferlich azach. These mishugayim will come. They're criminals. They have terrorists who come. They have Chinese.
Okay, let's not go. Let's not.
But they say that even though the census says that in Brooklyn, in this area, there's 2.8 million people, it's really a lot more because not everyone is registered on the census. So this Brooklyn is. You already have, according to the census, you already have more than 2.5 million people, which makes it a Rishus Aram Deraisa, even on a dead end street. According, you go down Flatbush, every single dead end street in Flatbush has an Erev. According to Moshe Feinstein, it's you accomplish nothing. It's a Rishus Aram Deraisa, even on the dead end streets.
Okay.
How come everyone does it? Because they're not so machna like this. At kedei kach, they don't want to accept Rav Moshe. If you don't like Rav Moshe, then you have other problems because it's mefulish, Flatbush. You have Ocean Parkway, and Ocean Avenue. L'chore is more than 16 amos wide. It's like 10 times that. It's mefulish, and it goes from end to end straight. From beginning to end, so it also makes Flatbush into a Shus Harabim, a Shus Haram Deraisa. So how can you avoid that problem? You put up Delosos. What you do is you stop traffic once a year. Once a year, and you have to put these flexible these.
So that's what they do. The one that gives a hatcher puts a.
And they have these expandable doors that theoretically that
nets
that you can pull
I've
them out.
Seen it. I've
you can
seen
pull
it.
Them out.
In Manhattan, they have that.
They don't talk about Flatbush. Yeah,
okay.
Another story.
I'm just saying,
and then there's another shot that you want, like the Rambam. It has to be Oymed Meruba. You just can't put up four poles. You have to have more area that's closed after you make the Eruvich, you make the Tzuras HaPesach, besides Tzuras HaPesach, but you still have to have real walls, the majority.
We're doing Eruv now?
Yeah.
You mean walls that's constantly closed, but you can never stop traffic?
No, we have to have real walls.
Yes,
so they claim the houses, you go down, you make a calculation.
When the bicycles have the marathon.
They shut it down.
Okay.
Yeah, but
they stop all the traffic on Ocean Parkway.
So one second, it's not enough to have Tzuras HaPesach. You have to have
that's the machlik. It's the Rambam.
You have to have real walls.
But we're dealing with the Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. It's much more serious. Much more serious to follow the Rambam. You have to have Oymed Meruba, and they claim that they
do
have.
Not all.
Most of the area is wall. So the houses in between the houses is empty space, but the house is a wall. So you make the calculation around the whole area, L'chore, you have Oymed Meruba parts. And they have to have a good Tzuras HaPesach, of course, and they have to shut down the Rosh Hashanah around the street, shut it down once a year. So there are three Eruvin in Flatbush. Do you use any of them?
By the way, the Losin Tzuras HaPesach, two separate things. Tzuras HaPesach says with a Leichi.
Right, two Lechis and a Kaira.
Right.
I don't use any of them. I use zero of them. I don't carry on Shabbos.
How many people do you think carry in the Flatbush Eruv?
The Syrian, why is the Syrian Eruv better?
How many people?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people that carry.
It's wireless.
All the Hasid and Borough Park.
Syrian Eruv is wireless. It's wireless. Wi-Fi Eruv. I mean, Wi-Fi Eruv.
In Flatbush.
Okay.
The young Israel of...
Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskin that it's awesome. It's awesome. The Hasidim, they somehow, they don't follow Rav Moshe Feinstein. They made their own Eruv. They made their own Eruv. Rabbi Belsky was a big loichei milchemes Hashem. He once saw someone on Shabbos carrying, and the fellow said to him, Rebbe, good Shabbos. So Rabbi Belsky said to him, I hope one day it'll be Shabbos by you also.
Yeah. But at least he said it.
But he said to him, I hope one day it'll be Shabbos by you also.
Where did you hear that?
Famous Meister. Wow. Rabbi Belsky was loichei milchemes Hashem. It was Leichem Mochemes Hashem.
I know.
What about B'nai Brak on Shabbos?
B'nai Brak doesn't have 600,000 people.
They shut all the traffic except the ambulance.
They don't have 600,000 people in B'nai Brak.
Yerushalayim, there's an Erev.
What?
In Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim, they don't have to. Yerushalayim, first of all, Yerushalayim is in the Mesorah from time immemorial. From there was always an Erev. Yerushalayim also doesn't have 600,000 people. Oh. They don't have.
You just told me that quarter of
3 million people.
You said quarter of much, you don't even need Shishim Riboy.
Right, you don't need that, right. But certainly in Flatbush, you have no choice. There's another reason why you can't, because you have a Mefulish. 16 amos wide, Mefulish, or also makes Yerushalayim deraisa. You cannot make an Erev when there's a Rosh Hashanah deraisa. That's an impossibility.
One second, if you have like that's one avenue that's Mefulish, then everything is connected, it becomes a Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
Whose shit is that?
Everyone's shit.
Yeah. But they want to tie. They want to tie in flat. But you don't
I
have
know,
any
they have a lot of
even
chidushin.
With the cars.
They
cars
have a lot of chidushin. If you want to be a lamdan, there are a lot of ways to make an Erevin flappish. And fine, because don't hate. I'm none of my
now,
business.
Now here, a Byron
none of my business
had a different approach. Why you can't make an Erevin?
Why?
A different,
what do you
I don't know. Not with Rav Moshe. Rabban Kotler. He had a different. Yeah.
I don't know. Listen.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want to do. If you want to be a lamdan, you can be a lamdan. You can find a loophole. Look, are you allowed to smoke? It's mamish. No,
Shabbos.
During the weekday. It's mamish utzicha. You kill yourself. There's a solution. I got a solution for you. You rent your lungs to a guy.
Have you ever seen
there's
the air of it? Have
solution.
You ever seen the Tzuras HaPesach in Flatbush?
Never. I never saw it. I never saw the Tzuras HaPesach. I never saw. I don't know where it is.
You know why? Because
they're
afraid they're going to tear it down.
They probably know. They probably use wires. They have telephone wires. They have in Lakewood. In Lakewood, they have a lot of Erubin in Lakewood. A lot of them are problematic also. It's a nightmare. Making an Erev, you know how much it costs to maintain an Erev? You know how much it costs?
Okay, like he said before, we're not learning Hilchos Erev. Let's.
Ahoyin Rav.
You want to learn the daf or you want to talk about.
Vaita.
So what's the pshat? Shnei masah.
Shnei masah milchama garben shalom.
But we're talking
I don't
about
know.
The height only.
Let's
okay.
go Vaita. Yeah. We have to go Vaita. We have to go Vaita. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi masah. You're basically like Kenegar. You're giving a good machne shosha. How you shnei masah mil? Shnei masah mil. Vehem avru kichaniyosam. Okay, now this is a very important Rashi. This is a very big yisod. When they travel in the desert.
Ready for Sam now over here.
What's Sam?
Getting ready.
No.
No.
In about 15 days.
Listen.
No.
I'm not going to Jay for the second.
Okay, Friday. Nee.
This is very important. You saw when they traveled in the desert. How does the machlekes in the Gemara? How did they travel in the desert? They travel single file, or do they travel as a block? As a block. In other words, when they encamped, they had in the center was Machane was the Mishkan,
right.
And Machane Leviya
right.
surrounded, and then all of the Shvatim,
right.
They were in a circle,
right.
In a square,
around
the Mishkan.
Right.
When they traveled in the desert,
they said it was the same way.
Oh, so Machloikis in the Gemara. According to Rabban Dama, when they traveled in the same formation. So if this is the way they encamped, in the middle was the Mishkan.
That's how they traveled.
And the Shvatim were around.
So that's very good. Yud Beis Mil.
The whole Yud Beis Mil moved along like Azoy. Like this.
I think Yehuda went first.
No, they all went again. No, but which
direction?
Whatever the Ananiah cover told you to go. Wherever the Ananiah cover told you to go. But the point is, the whole machne went in one shot. Wherever they was. According to the other man, the Amar, no. When they traveled, they broke up this formation and they traveled single file. Each shaved.
And the Kohanim Leviim were up front?
The Kohanim Leviim, I don't know where they were. I think in the front. They were in the front.
In front of the Ananah Kavod. Behind the Ananah Kavod.
With the Aron. They were in the front and they traveled single file. So Frek Rashi the Kasha, that the area where they traveled through the water, when they traveled through the Yarden, how did they travel?
Right.
Over here the Gemara says that the area was 12 mil by 12 mil. That's the area.
So it sounds like it was in a square. It wasn't that.
It'll be the Kama Gurban Shalmaim, Shneim Osam Mil, or Shneim Osam Mil, Kineged. Why was the height of the water? The height of the water went up 3 miles. The height of the water went up 3 miles. How high does the plane fly? How much is 40,000 feet? How many miles are there? How many miles are there? How many feet are there in a mile? Shlomo, can you do the math, please?
I know that.
5,000 in a mile? In miles, that means 15,000 feet approximately. That's not so bad. not so bad. When you, do you ever do par? Do you ever jump out of a plane? Parachuting?
Okay. Nay.
So what's the height? How high do they fly before they drop you out of the plane? How high do they drop? You can't go too high because you can't breathe. Okay, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, they travel between 30 and 40,000 feet in the air. They travel between 30 and 40. The plane, if a plane goes too high, you should know, then the whole plane can crash. The engines can't work in such high, such altitudes because there's no oxygen up there. I mean, the engine's not. But a plane.
See, Rashi explains. It was 12 mil. It connected 12 by 12. What does that mean? That they went in. They went in the same formation.
Right.
And it stayed like that until the last.
Right. So
from the beginning until the end. No, Rashi explained what that means.
Yud beis mil. That it's. You shnei mosem mil. Veheim avu kichaniyosam. When they travel through the Yarden, they travel in a square.
Right.
They did not travel a single file.
Roichem machneim
avu yachad k'moshu.
Why roichem? The length and the width is the same. Okay,
wait. With the square, it doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah.
Yachad k'moshu roichem shnei mosem mil. Nimtzu shelo hayu ba'avron ela halach shnei mosem mil.
When they traveled,
the entire length and width was 12 mil. Because they traveled in a square.
Yeah.
That's
the pshat.
That's the height of the water.
That was the height.
The water was 3 miles high. Mm-hmm. 3 miles high is approximately 15,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
When you travel on an airplane to Eretz Yisrael, you travel between 30 and 40,000 feet.
Much higher.
The water did not reach that height. The water only reached the height of 15,000 feet.
Okay.
Probably that's the height of where there's still oxygen. Yeah, I need oxygen. In case Chashon, there's ever a time in the plane where, let's say, the plane loses the cabin pressure. So what do they do?
Going too high.
So let's say they're in the plane. All of a sudden, the cabin is pressurized. They come out. How long can those oxygen bags last? Very short period of time. Those oxygen bags only last. They're very little oxygen on the airplane. Because the goal is, as soon as there's an emergency, the pilots are required. The erste Sache is, the pilots must bring the plane down to an altitude of, I don't know what the altitude is, where there's oxygen in the air, because of the cabin pressure.
You mean it could happen sometimes that the plane is above where you need oxygen, has to lower themselves?
Plane, I don't know the numbers.
It happens sometimes the planes go a little too high? Yeah.
7 miles high. The plane flies 7 miles high. There's no oxygen up there. The oxygen, it's a pressurized cabin, and they're giving you.
So they're going high enough that there's still oxygen.
No, there's no oxygen. There's no oxygen.
No, on a plane.
A plane flies 40,000 miles high. There is no oxygen up there. There's just enough oxygen for the engines to work, but not enough for a person to lift.
So how do they breathe?
It's pressurized. The cabin is completely sealed. And they
I never knew that.
And they pump oxygen.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Constantly this.
Constantly. And what happens if Chas v'Shalom is an emergency? Let's say there's an emergency. There's a break. A window breaks. There's a window. So then all the oxygen gets sucked out.
Yeah.
So then what do?
You have
so the
bags.
First thing they teach in pilot school is, when you have some emergency like that and the plane is depressurized, the pilots must bring the plane down to an altitude where there's oxygen. There's oxygen. And what is that? L'chair, it's not more than 15,000 feet. Right? Because the water's ascended 3 miles high, which is 15,000 feet in feet. And that area is where there is oxygen. Above that, you can't live. You can't survive.
So you're saying it pumps in oxygen the whole time. I never knew that.
Mount Everest, you can't breathe up there.
I never thought about that. Okay, Nick.
Mount Everest. Did you ever climb Mount Everest?
Okay, Nick. Okay.
No, you want to go with me? You want to go with me? What?
No.
Okay, let's continue.
Vayit in the Gemara.
The Dami Marvay.
Not yet, we still have time.
Every moment
is precious.
Amar Rav Lezer,
he said to Rav Yehuda,
what does that mean?
Which one is lighter? Is Adam is man light or is water light?
Have
you ever Mayim Kalim? Mayim is Kalim. In Cain, Bo, Mayim is Shaitfan, Oysan. How could this possibly be? How could you look at Rashi?
How could it be that it stood? It was Baderech Nes.
Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Have you ever mind Kalim? Low roots. It's swifter than Adam. Why? It doesn't make sense. If the height of the water,
it was a nas.
Oh, that's the one I was going to say.
My.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
How long? Have a safe trip. Enjoy.
Tell him to bring a lot of oxygen.
Mazel tov.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm going to go to the hospital.